Viral hemorrhagic septicemia is common in saltwater fish in the Pacific Northwest. But somehow the virus hopped into the freshwater fish of Lake St. Clair and Lake Ontario last year. Then last month, the virus killed hundreds of fish in the St. Lawrence River. Scientists are trying to determine if the virus is a long-term threat to the Great Lakes fishery.
You know, that's kind of the million-dollar question.
John Farrell directs the Thousand Islands Biological Station. He says many fish species may become infected with the virus but not show symptoms.
They may serve as a reservoir for the virus. There's a potential that the virus could cycle over time but may be with us for a long time to come.
Conservation officials are most worried about muskies, trout, and salmon, native fish that anglers love to catch. For the GLRC, I'm David Summerstein.